Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which is back after a couple week hiatus. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is All-American safety Anthony Harris, who's heading into his fourth season on the UVA football team. Anthony, thanks for stopping by. Spring game is little more than a week away on Saturday, April 12th. How's practice been going?
Practice been going really well. You know, guys have kind of come a long way from ending of last year's season, and you've seen the progression of the guys getting an extra year under the belt in the system. We've seen a lot of guys grow and step up who's played a lot last year, just get that more experience and get in the weight room and get a lot stronger. So we've seen guys develop mentally and physically as well.
Along those lines, at this time last spring, you had a new defensive coordinator who was installing his scheme, which was different in some key ways from that you had under Jim Reed. Now you guys have gone through a full season with John Tenuta. How different does it feel this spring on the field, in the meeting room? Are you well ahead of where you were in 2013?
Definitely. I would definitely say we're well ahead of where we were last year in the spring. It's to the point where guys, you know, they know the schemes, they know where they're supposed to be, but now we've kind of seen guys coming along where we kind of know what coach is thinking, what calls he's making on a certain down, you know, so we can kind of know what to expect in that aspect. But we're kind of learning the offense now and how it works and how they're going to attack us. So we've just been working on that aspect and trying to develop the game that type of way.
What about, you're not on the offensive side, but you play against them every day. Do you get the sense that there's a comfort level with them in Coach Fairchild's offense that maybe wasn't here last spring because they were in the same boat you guys were, learning something new?
Yeah, you know, going against them last year, I think the defense picked up on a different system a little bit faster than the offense. But coming out there and practicing against them this spring has been a different feel. The tempo of the offense, you can tell guys are getting their spots because they know where they're supposed to be right away. Guys are coming out of breaks very explosively, just confidently knowing where they're supposed to be. Quarterbacks and the timing you can see is there. They're pinning the ball in tight windows because the timing is there and just knowing how to read the defense and making adjustments as far as the offensive player goes. So I've seen the offense grow a lot and, you know, the offense kind of adapt and guys take it on the roles that they're in right now.
Coach Tenuta is not somebody who throws praise around on the practice field or in interviews, but he always speaks of you in the most complimentary terms. How would you describe your relationship with him?
We have a great relationship. You know, I think I have a very good understanding of football and the schemes that he's implementing. So I picked up on it pretty fast, and he's kind of gave me a little bit of praise for that. But it also has set the standard high for me having to come out and be productive every day and kind of be one of those guys where he can kind of rely on me to help him, you know, teach guys the different schemes and how to look at certain aspects of the defense, and not so much of him having to worry about me, what I'm supposed to be doing and stuff like that.
You have a new position coach who has an incredible amount of coaching experience. What are your early impressions of Mike Archer?
Him and Tenuta, they're pretty similar, you know, they're very similar, I would say. But as far as his coaching experience, right away you can see that coming into play. You know, he's just changing up a little bit technique-wise and just giving us different tips on how to play different techniques and as well as what the offense is trying to do to us. So he's giving us a very good understanding, not just from the safety standpoint, but from the secondary standpoint, as well as teaching guys how to work with the second-level players in the defensive line and where we fit as well.
Coach Archer took Anthony Poindexter's spot on the staff. I know you and Dex were close. How strange was it, especially early on, to come out to the practice field or go to the meeting and not see him, not have him around?
Well, I know for me personally, I'm a person who feel like I can adapt to change pretty well. So coming in, you know, I just came in with an open mindset, ready to take in and embrace his coaching style or anything he wanted to, you know, share with me. So right away, you know, Dex, he was a great coach, had a lot of passion. So I think he helped my game excel in that aspect, and just being a physical player and you know, being a good leader and different qualities like that, and as well as tweaking some of my technique-wise. But Coach Archer, he's bring a different style to my game. You know, we kind of connect a little bit more mentally and stuff like that. So he's helped me develop as well. So I think he just comes in and compliment me as a player as well as the whole secondary.
With Trey Nicholson, Maurice Kanaday, Draquan Hosky, Brandon Phelps, Tim Harris, You, of course, the secondary is the most experienced part of the defense, maybe the entire team. As a group, what do you guys need to do to get better this year?
We just got to, you know, keep pushing each other, you know. You know, we are very experienced back there in some areas than we are in other parts of the defense. But we got to challenge one each other, you know, communicate, make sure we're standing on each other as far as doing the right techniques and stuff like that, because the communication and more we push each other, the better that we'll get. And as a group, you know, we just want to be that group that, you know, push the offense as well as push the receivers and stuff like that. So in the spring ball, there's been a large battle going on with the secondary and the wide receivers, and there's been a lot of plays made on both sides. So we just want to continue to challenge the offense and have them challenge us back.
One of the incoming recruits is a safety, Quinn Blanding, who is considered one of the best prospects in the nation. How well do you know Quinn? Have you seen him play? You look forward to working with him?
Yeah, I'm very excited for him to come in. You know, I've had a chance to meet him a few times, hang out with him. Obviously, you know, he's a great player, but just being around him, he's a great person. You know, he's very open. You know, he right away, it's a warm feeling you get from him. So I'm excited to get him here, you know, see what he can do, you know, kind of take him under the wings, teach him everything I know. I'm pretty sure Coach Archer do the same thing and, you know, really develop this game. I've had a chance to watch him a few highlight tapes and in the All-American mm-hmm. bowl game he played in. But he obviously coming in, he has the physical abilities. He can run, he can hit, he can cover. So I'm excited to see how fast he'll be able to come in and pick up on the different schemes.
You led the nation in interceptions last season. You were third on the team in tackles. You made the All-America team. Obviously, you set the bar very high for yourself. Where can you improve in your game?
Well, I'm going to just continue to try to get better mentally. And I feel like the more you know about the game and know concepts and know tendencies and stuff like that, that'll continue to put you in position to make plays. That's why I tried to develop my game last year, and I reaped some benefits from doing that. But this year, my main focus is, you know, just making sure guys around me are getting better, know the system just as well as I know it. And I just want to be able to propel my team forward and make us a better team than we were last year.
Your coaches, your academic advisors, your teammates, they all talk about how responsible, mature, accountable you are. Where do those qualities come from? Your family? And how do you see your role on the team, off the field, and in the locker room?
Right away, I think growing up, you know, my family did a good job of, I kind of had a strong support system where everybody kind of took a different role and embraced it and pushed me and taught me different qualities. So just from having that support system around me, I was able to, you know, succeed as well as just kind of learn how different pieces fit in to make one large puzzle work. So as far as that, I'm just trying to come in and my role as a team and just try to be a vocal guy, lead by example. But at the same time, you know, if I see why I need to implement being more vocal to the team, I'm trying to do that as well as pull out other guys on the team who I feel like are in a position of good influence and who can also help push the team in the direction that we want to go.
There was concern among some UVA fans that you might leave early to pursue an NFL career. Did you seriously consider that option?
No. I sat down, you know, I thought about it for a second, but, you know, I just try to follow my heart. That's what my mom always taught me. So, you know, after sitting back and thinking about it, I started something out here with a lot of guys in my class. And we came in with a goal that we wanted, you know, compete for ACC championships, and we haven't been able to do that. But I feel like coming into this year, it's a lot of guys last year, and we've got a lot of guys behind us who are, you know, trying to follow where we're trying to go as a team this year. So I feel like this year could be the year where we finally get it turned around. We wish we could have got it done sooner, but, you know, I just feel like I want to stay here, finish out something I've started. Charlottesville, it's a great place. I've built a lot of strong relationships, and I just feel like I should just enjoy my college career.
The team played Oregon, BYU, Clemson last year, among other teams. This year's schedule looks equally difficult with UCLA, BYU, Florida State, Louisville, Virginia Tech, and others. As a player, do you relish those challenges?
Yeah, well, you know, as a player coming in, you want to play against the best. You know, you want to be on that main stage All Eyes on You with the bright lights and stuff like that. So we had that schedule set last year. You know, we didn't achieve the goals that we set out to achieve, but we've had that experience. We know what it takes as far as the preparation that goes into it, and just what it takes to play on that high level caliber for four quarters. So that's something that we're working on right now and going into this season. But having a tough schedule this year, you know, it sets up for another a great season of potentially, you know, shocking college football right now. So we're very excited about it, and we're just going to take it day at a time and try to get a little bit better each day.
In your second game, you'll be facing a University of Richmond team whose starting quarterback will probably be Michael Strauss or Michael Rocco. What's that going to be like for you and the other guys here who played with them at UVA?
I'm sure it'll be an exciting game. You know, it's always fun when you know somebody on the opposing team. I'm sure we're going to go out there and get after each other and just play for four quarters and just see where the game goes.
There was a big change in the weight room this offseason with Evan Marcus heading back to the NFL and Ryan Tedford taking over as strength coach for football. How's that transition been for the players?
You know, I think it's been a great transition. You know, the players have adapted. Coach Ryan has done a great job of adapting. You know, he's taken some of the things that Coach Evan has done in the past as well as implemented some of his stuff, which I think is good, you know, kind of change it up. But Coach Ryan, he brings a strong voice. He's very vocal. He has high energy, which sometimes, you know, guys need that. But I feel like guys, they kind of grasp to Coach Ryan. He does a good job of understanding the players, and the communication between the two has been very strong. So I think we've been moving forward in the right direction.
Getting off football for a second, is it fair to say it's important to you to get more from your college experience than just athletics and to be known at UVA as more than just a football player?
Yeah, you know, when I'm out in the community, you know, I try to step aside from football when I can. You know, I love it. I love doing it. But it's nice to, you know, just go out in the community and get in class and just kind of get that normal student feel. So, you know, I've been trying to embrace it. Charlottesville is great weather, you know, great scenery, is a beautiful campus. So whenever you're walking around, you just try to embrace that, take it all in, and just enjoy it.
Tell us about some of your off-the-field activities. You're involved with the ACE program, right?
Yes.
What, for people who aren't familiar with that, what does that entail?
I'm involved with, you know, the ACE program. We try to get together with the youth and, like, do different exercises as far as, you know, like, going to the Y and helping them with tutoring and homework and different stuff like that, and just kind of being a mentor for the youth.
You're also a member of the IMP Society, right?
Yes.
What, for people who aren't familiar with that, how did that come about? When were you inducted, or whatever the terminology is, and what do you do with that?
I was inducted this past fall. You know, it's a very diverse group with students from all over the campus. You know, we have Joe Harris from the basketball team. We have a number of students who are involved in different organizations, which kind of we work to bridge the gap between the different organizations and kind of strengthen the university as a large community. Things that we do around ground, you know, that's part of being in society. It's kind of like a secret thing, but it's all towards a positive manner and just bringing together everyone and, you know, letting each side see the different views and the different experiences from the different cultures here we have at UVA.
It's not a huge group, isn't it? How many members?
That's
15.
That's about 15 to 18 people in the group.
It may not be common knowledge among fans, but you were a star basketball player in high school. In fact, I think you told me that you had to be talked into playing football at LC Byrd. If you weren't playing football now, would you be on a college hoops team somewhere?
Yeah, I think I would definitely, you know, be on a college basketball team. It's kind of funny now, you know, with the NCAA tournament going on, and I'm watching different teams play, and I recognize a lot of faces of guys who I've played against. I've played against Justin Anderson. I've played against Michael Benajay at Syracuse.
Right. So AAU and
AAU basketball. So I've had the opportunity, you know, play against a lot of guys and grow up in the middle school to high school area and see a lot of familiar faces and make friends, and then to now see guys moving on to the next level and accomplishing a lot on the college basketball level, it's been an experience, something you can kind of reflect over.
If you had to pick a starting five for basketball from among your football teammates, I assume you would include yourself. Who would be out there on the court with you?
That's a tough one. There's a lot of guys on the team who are very athletic. But as far as qualities, you know, I have to pick somebody, you know, who's very team player oriented. Obviously, guys that like embrace playing defense, kind of taking off the Tony Bennett system a little bit. But just to name a few, I think I would pick Mike Moore. He's a pretty good guy inside. Anthony Cooper, he does a good job with ball handling, and he's very good defensively as far as steals and stuff like that. Trying to go with a little bit more size. Jay Whitmire is pretty good as well.
Didn't you play against Jay in high school?
Yes.
In the state tournament?
Yes.
Did you cover him?
Yeah. My high school team, we didn't have much height, so defensively they would move me around. I would guard the big man to center, so they brought Jay Whitmire in, and we had another guy who was only about like 6'1 or 6'2, so we'd double team him and always give him a little bit talk about how I came over and blocked his shot on a double team. So, but I definitely had to pick Jay up. He's a guy, he's a big guy, but he can handle the ball, play well inside, and rebound as well.
Jake McGee.
He's very versatile. When you look at him, he doesn't jump out to you as a lot of athleticism, but I've watched him play. He was like a year ahead of me in AAU basketball, and we've played some pickup games. But he's like on the football field, he's very tough to cover. He manages to, you know, put the ball in the hole. I don't know how he does it. I believe he's left-handed, so it's always tough guarding somebody who's left-handed. So it's all fun and games with Jake, but he it's really hard to stop him from getting to the hole. He's a good basketball player.
You mentioned Justin Anderson. I know you're close with him. Your distant cousin, Joe Harris, a lot of guys on the basketball team. What was it like watching their run in the regular season and then in the ACC and NCAA tournaments? Does that inspire the football team to try to do the same?
Yeah, it does. It does. A lot of guys on the football team have very close relationships with guys on the basketball team. Coming in the summer, you know, when athletes get here, you kind of hang around each other a little bit, so you develop relationships there. And then when we play on Saturdays and you see different pitchers and stuff, you see guys on the sideline in the stands. But it's great to see them guys working hard and finally going out there and accomplish some of the goals that they've been accomplishing.
I got time for one final question. You're a big supporter of the other teams here at UVA. Which athlete do you most enjoy watching play his or her sport here?
I'd probably have to go with Joe. You know, we're in the same society, so I support him a lot. He's exciting to see him, you know, shooting the ball from so deep. You know, sometimes I'm watching a game at home and I tweet that he's knocking down shots from over there beside the couch next to me. But he puts the ball on the floor very well. He's very strong going to the basket. And then he plays with so much passion and so much energy, not only on the offense end, but the defense end as well. You know, he's diving on the floor. He's coming out of nowhere blocking shots. So it's nice to watch him, you know, go out there and put on a show for the Charlottesville community.
Anthony, it's been great catching up with you. Thanks again for stopping by.
No problem. Glad you had me.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, you can check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our sports. And remember, the spring football game is Saturday, April 12th at Scott Stadium. Thanks for listening.